WIOO is music and more with Mark Stewart daily 10 to noon on AM 1000 WIOO.
Now, back to the Don and Mike Show on your sports leader, AM 1000.
I am the thing from Uranus.
Climbing to the top of the heap, one booger at a time. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hello, is this Sally?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Sally, you're on the air now. Are you one of those serious, whacked out Neil Diamond fans?
Oh, God, no.
No, really?
There's only two kinds of people in the world, those that like Neil Diamond and those that don't.
Right.
Torture me with any Neil Diamond that you please.
But who didn't love him when he was wearing that star-spangled banner, shiny suit?
Ooh. Made me proud to be an American.
Ooh.
One of the many performers to capitalize on the popularity of being an American. When your career is hit rock bottom, do what Neil Diamond did. Find a crisis. What was it? Was it Vietnam or was it the hostages in Iran at the time?
I think it might have been the hostage crisis, Don.
Put your noodle to work and say, hey, I haven't had a hit record for 10 goddamn years. Make me a suit that looks like the flag of the United States of America, and I'll sing this.
Far, I'm traveling far.
Yeah.
Without a home.
I'm one of those who hates Neil Diamond.
Not without a star.
Mike?
I don't know. I'm kind of tapping my toe to this song.
Anybody notice how he... Bye, Sally.
You know something? Of all the Neil Diamond songs, this is probably the only one that I like.
I know, that kind of blows the whole thing. They're coming to America!
On the boats and on the plane.
Yeah! Hey, everybody!
Coming to America!
Great for America!
Give a look in.
Yuck. I mean, I love America. She's not like guys making money off it.
The one I didn't like was the America song, the Lee Greenwood song. That was another one, draping himself in the American flag.
He didn't do it as flashy as Neil Diamond does.
You know, he didn't wear the suit. He didn't wear the American suit.
Would somebody get me, I want to do a quick comparison here, a Hootie and the Blowfish record.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the one with a slow Hootie and the Blowfish song on it. Have you noticed how much Darius Rucker, and I'm not doing this as a goof, seriously, his voice sounds like Neil Diamond?
Man, I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. On and on, they both have that kind of growling sound of their voice.
Let me get a bad Neil Diamond song going here. Song blue. While Rob is looking for something from this century, oh, let me tease you with an intro here to an album.
All right.
Okay. This is an actual record.
You know, I'm looking at the album covers. I wish this was TV sometimes when you bring out the album covers.
Here it is right here.
All right.
As you can see, Mike, the album is
Goober Sings. Yeah, all right. George Lindsay, the very talented.
Judy.
Let me rewind that. Wait a minute. Hold on.
This is Goober doing his impression of Cary.
Judy. That was a little... There you go, Goober.
Hey, listen, Goober's calling someone a Jew.
Judy.
Oh, no.
Judy.
Hey, Goober, knock it off.
Judy. Judy.
Who knew Goober was an anti-Semite?
This is Goober doing his impression of Cary Grant, but I'm standing right here in a recording studio in Nashville, Tennessee, and we have just recorded a whole fruit jar full of songs for you to listen to. So get on your Davinet, roll yourself one.
Roll yourself one.
Put on your settee and sit back, because we're going
to... Did he just say what I thought he said?
Yeah, roll yourself one. I believe he was speaking of a cigarette.
Who knew? Who knew they're getting high in Mayberry? Here he is, Goober, George Lindsay.
I've had the mark of loneliness around me for so long.
Oh, God.
But tomorrow all my worries will be gone.
Yeah, sing it, Goober.
Hold on, there's a funnier title on this album. I ain't good looking, but I'm mighty sweet. Let me cue that one up.
That's the honest anthem from George Lindsay. And, of course, if you're going to play Goober, I hope at some point during the show you're going to play Gomer.
Of course.
the one that I like the most. I forget the one that we play all the time.
Goober says hey.
Goober says hey, that's right.
Mayberry girls messing up my head. When they come around, does my face turn red? They grin as they pass walking down the street. Hey, girls, I ain't good looking, but I'm mighty sweet.
Hey, good looking, but I'm mighty sweet.
I ain't good looking, but I'm mighty sweet.
That's Goober. Now, let me see if I can prove a point here. This is Neil Diamond, obviously. Bear down, down, down. It's a good example. And this is Darius Rucker.
Staring back at me. Did you see my lips?
Trying to find an up-tempo Neil Diamond song, which is virtually impossible.
That one was good, though. That little bit of the...
How about, oh, I am, I said? What is that? Oh,
I am, I said.
The intros to the, you know, the seven-day intros on their songs. Queuing past it now. Find love him. 13 kill.
Ellie's fine, the sun shines most of the time. And the feeling is laid back.
Your father called my name.
Making my way back.
He just doesn't rock enough, but yeah, the voices are similar.
The rock and the hipness of Darius is coming through to distance him a little bit, but there's a similar vocal quality there.
Between two shores. It's fine, but it ain't home. New York's home, but it ain't mine no more. I don't know what I'm being done for. I don't know who I said. To no one.
Well, no, maybe
see,
not.
See, even when he...
No, this will still flip somebody out if they're just getting into their car right now. Just play both at the same time. I'm getting two different stations on the radio.
Hey, what's happening? I was tuning in to listen to Don and Mike.
All right. I'll move past that.
Yeah, that was a theory of yours.
Yeah, a theory that was not proved out on the show.
Well, not exactly, but there is some similarity there.
Yeah. All right, let me go to a call. Here you go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing? This is Derek from Arlington. Got one.
Yes.
Little Willie by the Sweet.
Oh, Little Willie. Yeah, that is a...
Willie, Willie, won't.
That is a super stinky one. Here it is right there. And what's your name?
Eric from Arlington.
I want to shut this out right now. Hey, everybody. 13Q Good Guy Time. 449. I want to shut this out to Eric from Arlington, Virginia. A man who has a very little Willie. He has a teeny weenie. And we're here, rock of the reservation.
Our
yeah, baby.
Ernie K. Scar.
Bear near. I kind of like this one.
Those great songs.
It's bad. I mean, it's bad, but it's good bad, yeah? All right, because with little Willie around, they can last all night. Hang out. Hang out.
Build it up.
Stay down there.
That's for you.
Little Willie, Willie won't
go home. But you can't push Willie around.
It's only when you start really thinking about those lyrics that the song gets stinky.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, I wanted Lawrence Welk's Chicken Polka, but they can't find it, so could you play MacArthur Park?
Which one? Richard Harris?
Yeah, I want the one by the guy, but all they could find was Donna Summer.
I don't think we have the one by... And the one by the guy, I wouldn't classify as a bad song. That's
not... Oh, God, it's the worst song ever.
Well, you don't think Richard Harris's Richard version?
Harris. With the one about the recipe...
That's right. I left the cake out in the rain.
Right.
And I'll never have this recipe again.
Again!
It's horrible.
All right, maybe it is.
What about Mr. Roboto?
Got it.
There's
all
the...
Right.
You want melodrama. There's melodrama.
Made sure I brought it in. Where are you calling from?
Clemson.
Clubs and halos. Don't leave your cake out of the rain. And don't let your meatloaf.
Could you send it to Kim in Columbia?
Yes, sure.
Dedicated.
Okay. All right, goodbye.
Thank you.
To Kim in Columbia.
You know what's not
This one's actually not a bad song. Where's
this is out of the disco era. This is a very good song. One of the better songs of the disco era.
Where's the one where she's having sex? That's the one.
Love to love you, baby.
Love to
cut number one.
Baby. Ah.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Yeah. See, I don't consider this a bad song.
Oh, I do. I love this song.
Do I make you horny?
This song did the trick at the time.
This is a nasty song.
Do I make you horny?
Austin Powers loves it.
And hey, everybody, it's Donna Summer, not Donna Summers. I just mentioned that because I know someone will call it and mispronounce her name.
Do I make you horny?
You know what I liked about this song? It's right in between. Wasn't one of your real slow songs. Wasn't one of them up-tempo disco songs. It was that in-between where you could kind of say, well, we're really not dancing slow, but it sure is sexy.
Did I tell you, hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, do you guys have any Helen Reddy?
Oh, man, Helen I am Reddy. Woman, hear me roar.
You know, I did bring in my Helen Reddy greatest hits CD.
Delta Dawn.
I shall find it for you, sir.
Thank you.
We got a huge stack here. A big stack. I got a big steaming pile of Helen Reddy in front of me. Listen, I'll find it. I'm on my celebrity CD right now.
Now, we're going to do a little tribute to Shatner, right?
Oh, yes. The whole segment devoted to Shatner. However, as we go to break, let me dedicate this to you. What's your name, sir?
This is Jeff.
And where are you from, Jeff?
Sacramento.
For you, it's Miss Raquel Welch.
Now, listen here, boys. I used to be a square.
I'm ready to groove.
I was really nowhere. I used to dig Freud. And Shakespeare, too. No more, baby. Because I dig you.
Wait,
I'm ready to
groove. Yeah. And, our apologies to everybody listening in AM right now. That's probably not being able to hear this at all.
And to dogs.
I'm ready to groove.
Yeah.
He's ready to groove.
Raquel Welch.
If you like math, as in 1, 2, 3.
You know, back when this was recorded, though, it probably didn't matter that she couldn't sing.
Yeah. At least 36.
Guy's just looking at her milkshake machines.
36, baby. And it's all me, and I'm ready.
She still looks pretty good.
Did she say 36, baby, and that's all me?
Yes, she did.
Oh, way to go. You know, she knew her assets.
I missed that one. Let me back that up. Hold on.
36, baby.
Oh.
And it's...
Oh, there it is.
23, 36, baby, and it's all me.
Yeah. Good ear, Mike.
All right.
Good ear. All right, Raquel Welch, we got to do a break. More calls, more bad music coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show on your sports leader, AM 1000.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now back to the Don and Mike Show on your sports leader, AM 1000.
You know, Beverly, golfers like to keep dirt and debris off their golf balls.
Oh, yeah.
Particularly when you're putting. They call me 3-putt buck. That's why we have cleaning devices around the golf courses. You know, those things you squish up and down. Well, one golfer didn't use a wet towel or any cleaning device. He licked his balls clean.
Ooga, shaka, ooga, 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 shaka.
More refreshing than an ice-cold platini, the Don and Mike Show.
It's kooky, man.
I can't stop this.
It's a kooky show. Thank you for all of the calls and the faxes. We will try to get as many of your kookala requests on.
There's just so much bad music.
And we're going to do one more break with this, then we're going to go to news and comments, because there's other stuff going in the world that we have to at least acknowledge.
Sure.
And then we'll get back to the bad songs and so much stuff we haven't even gotten into. The albums and the Count Floyd record.
Ah, Count Floyd, very scary.
The Joe Piscopo record, Herr Hasselhoff, David Hasselhoff.
When you're talking about bad and lack of talent, you have to mention Hasselhoff and Joe Piscopo.
And as I told you a couple hours ago, in an effort to keep this feature fresh, I've brought in new, never-before-heard songs like this. Joey Bishop singing Your Cheatin' Heart.
Your cheatin' heart.
Regis's boss.
Will make you weep.
There he is.
You'll cry and cry.
Maybe there's a good reason I didn't bring this stuff in before.
Never been heard, never was a hit, never will be heard again.
Sleep won't come.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi, who is this?
Kathy.
Kathy from?
Portland.
And your bad song?
How about Spiders and Snakes by Stafford?
Listen, we are, I think, of different minds about the talents of one Mr. Jim Stafford. Aside from the fact that he now has a theater in Branson, Missouri, I think he's super.
I remember when Mary Lou said you won't walk home.
Maybe not as super as I remember.
Yeah, I was just going to let you stew on that one for a little while. But, of course, this was his biggest hit.
She said, I don't have to go right home, and I would kind of like to be alone some.
Listen, when I was like in seventh grade, I thought Jim Stafford was really cutting edge, man.
I don't like spiders and snakes.
Wound up down by the swimming hole, she said.
He had that kind of goochy-woochy delivery.
Do what you want to do. Yeah, baby.
I got silly and found a frog in the water by a hollow log. And I shook it at her. And I said, this frog's for you.
She said,
I don't like spiders and snakes.
Maybe you're right about
that.
That
ain't what it takes to love me.
Little, listen to them now. That's the influence of Jerry Reed.
Yeah.
You fool, you fool. Right.
I'm surprised that when he says, you know, that ain't what it takes to love me. Son!
My attorney will be in touch, Turkey.
Like I want to be loved by you.
Hey, I thank you for the call, Kathy. Thank you.
I don't know what a grown man's doing down, you know, shaking a frog at a woman. I never understood that song.
And here you go.
Hello, everyone. This is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news across the nation on the scene at the supermarket. There seems to have been
this
some disturbance
Dickie
here.
Goodman?
Pardon me,
no.
Sir. Did you see what happened?
The streak.
Yeah,
the streak. Okay, Ray
I
Stevens.
I was over by the tomatoes, and here he come, running through the pole beans, through the fruits and vegetables, naked as
takes.
A jaybird. And I hollered over to Ethel. I said, don't look at
his wacky comedy tapes.
Oh, don't they look great? You know, he's so animated on stage.
Boogity, boogity.
Boogity, boogity.
And he ain't wearing no clothes.
Now, this is bad.
Yes, they call him the streak.
But at the time, man, we were streaking. And that's why this song worked.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, Radio God.
Hi.
Lauren Green.
Okay, hold on a second, and I'll give you a special treat.
Lauren Green.
Not just Lauren Green. I got it, Rob. Not just Lauren Green. Are you ready? A special bad songs tribute, Lauren Green in French.
Ceci concerne un hors-la-loi qui vécu de l'Ouest.
Oui, oui.
Parmi ces mauvais gars, parmi ces Billy the Kid et pire.
Is this Ringo?
Il est parfois de lâche.
In French.
Tel celui qui tira dans le dos du
fameux. This is Lauren Green paying tribute to Ringo Starr in French.
Il y en a toujours un comme ça. À n'importe quelle époque de l'histoire.
Hey, way to go, Lauren.
La plupart d'entre eux furent dévorés.
Merci, blablabla. Bla, bla.
Une fois de temps à autre.
Hey, are you still there?
L'un
yes, sir.
Qu'il aurait pu vivre.
Are you ready for a real treat?
Bring it on.
I'm going to give you a twofer. A Lauren Green twofer. Sing it, Lauren.
Il gisait sur le sable du désert, sa main serrant, un revolver, une balle dans le dos, je le croyais mort, le plomb près du cœur fait sens encore, mais il respirait, et dès mon couteau, ce soir-là, je sauvais le pauvre de Ringo.
Ringo. And here's your Lauren Green twofer. A little ditty that he sings about me.
The moon shone down with an eerie light and cast its beam on the lonely night. Shadows danced, a fluttering breeze stirred dead branches in the trees. The land lay waste, a chill in the air was proof that disaster had struck there. The moaning wind and the glistening snow seemed to whisper, Geronimo.
And Geronimo sounds just like Ringo.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, we do, Mike.
But did he do it in French?
Never did my song in French. Lauren, French me. Yeah. Do me in French. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yes.
I think you're leaving yourself out of the mix. Didn't you do a little collaboration with the Grassroots one time?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. Now, I don't think it belongs in our bad song show.
It's so good, it's bad.
All right, well, let it go just to my song.
So good, it's bad. I've never heard that one before.
Go ahead, mock me. This is my proudest moment right here.
Now, you're on stage at this very moment with the Grassroots.
Yes.
You're stomping your feet.
Much like Linda McCartney. I had the tambourine. And here we go.
Can you turn this up a little bit?
It's up all the way, Mike.
In my midnight confessions, when I'm telling the world
And sadly, I was really trying.
Yeah, and then you got your I love you at the end of the song when you hit it perfectly. Yeah.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. It's an honor and a privilege. And, Mike, I want to dedicate this one to you.
Okay.
This comes a long-distance dedication to Mike O'Meara from Mr. Jim Elliott.
Here we go.
It's all right. Peter the Meter Reader.
This is seriously the funniest song I've ever heard. She's so sexy and funny.
We used to work with this disc jockey who really thought that this was like the funniest song he'd ever heard.
Hey, lots of sunshine today. Here's Peter the Meter Reader. Oh, you'll love it.
What did I see?
Oh, ho, 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 ho.
There was a man, what a man, looking down on
over me.
Tall, dark, and handsome. 6'3".
6 foot
there
three, yeah, baby.
Look in his eyes that was telling
That's
me.
That's right, Gladys.
He knew there was something that he wanted to see.
Crazy, huh?
Yeah.
He said, hi.
It's Peter.
Peter.
I'm Peter Reader.
Read your meter. I'd like to see your kilowatts.
Oh, God.
Could you take me to your box?
See, the thing is, this disc jockey, he would play this song, and then during the record, he would, like, really laugh at it.
Yeah, you'd hear that in the background. Just
hey, how fantastic it
oh,
is.
Oh, big fun. Sunshine, even though it's raining today.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I don't know if I can top Donnie and the Grassroots, but how about some god-awful Tiny Tim?
No such thing as god-awful Tiny Tim, but I'd be glad to play something for you.
Here he is. Oh, there it is. The original.
I'm going to give you a tiny twofer here. Let me get the next song queued up.
Can I get our favorite that's queued up next?
Oh, yes.
Okay, good.
Now, hold on a second. I got it.
You have it? This is the original, the late Tiny Tim, a guest on this show a few times, and a great guy.
Real good guest. Love to cream his hands.
Yeah, we miss him.
All right, I'm going to do a very sophisticated segue here.
This next one, I think, is the funniest song I've ever heard.
Here it is. See, a seamless segue.
Oh, this is great. Made you do a cha-cha beat.
It's way out there. This is the last song you gave us.
Yeah. That's the best part of the song.
Hey, Jude, don't be afraid. Hey, Jude. There he is.
Yeah. Don't make it bad. Tiny Tim's
make
backup
that
singers.
Song and make it better.
Oh.
Remember to better into your heart.
Remember like when we had Andy Griffith on the show? And Andy Griffith had a gospel album out, and he was very nice. Talked to us about Andy of Mayberry for about 30 minutes that he wanted to get the plug in for his stupid gospel album. And I said, hey, we've got the cut right here. We'll play it. And then I played this.
Hey, Jude. Hey, Jude.
Hey, we're sorry, Mr. Griffin. We seem to have the wrong cut on the album.
All right, let's get one last call. Let's get a policeman on. Hello?
Hey, Don and Mike, my radio god.
Are you really a policeman?
Yes, sir.
We would like to hear the obligatory blast of the siren,
please. All right. I was going to think I'm pulling him over, but...
Hey, way to go. You gave it a good long one. That person in front of you is nervous now.
Well, you know, the beltway's backed up already, so...
What is the tunage?
The tunage, my Don and my gods, and Don, by the way, originally from Pittsburgh, so I did catch that 13Q that you threw in there earlier.
I'm loving 13Q, baby.
And what was the other one, B94?
Yes, I worked there too, man.
I remember you. I was a little bit younger than you. Do you remember Ozark Mountain Daredevils, Jackie Blue?
I would not categorize this. Would you categorize this as a bad song, Mike?
No, I actually was in the Ozark Mountain Daredevils for about 3 years. It's back when I was wearing jean jackets, had a lot longer hair.
All right, listen, I'm playing your song. Give me another blast of a siren, please.
Another blast of a siren, okay. Now I got to pull him over.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Right,
bye-bye.
No, that's not a bad song.
You'll take an inch, but you'd love a mile.
That was Restrained, that song. You know, it was like not all the ones we're playing today are out there. Like this one.
Now, this one's bad, man.
It doesn't get any worse than this.
But this would be another of the bad songs that I find myself kind of fond of.
This one we will agree on, and because and this was also a very big hit. Everybody, assume the position.
Everybody was kung fu. Here you go, Guy Burbank joining the fun. Those kids
were fast as light. And if I remember correctly, this song came out at the same time that High Karate was a very popular cologne.
Somebody in this room still wears it, Mike. Broyhill.
Where does he get it?
Okay, one more call, and it's from Denver. Hello.
Hey, Don, I figured while you're on your rap kick, how about some Shaq?
Well, hold on a second. How are you possibly knowing what we're up to in Denver? Aren't we on tape delay in Denver?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I have powerful friends.
Now, wait, what are you saying, Charles? Charles
Braille.
Maybe
he's recording the show for the station.
Ah, would you be recording the show for the station?
Yeah.
So are you a disc jockey?
Well, no, I'm not a DJ.
You're a radio guy, though.
No, I'm not a radio guy.
Well, if you're working at a radio station,
I'm a switcher.
The show, you're a radio guy.
What are you?
A switcher.
A switcher? What is that?
Well, I just do tapes.
You just do tapes?
So you're a board op?
Yeah, kind
of. But you're an employee of the radio station?
Yeah.
Violation.
There you go.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show on your sports leader, AM 1000.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, back to the Don and Mike Show on your sports leader, AM 1000.
Surprise! Everyone, I'm here!
I think we're all surprised you're still alive.
The Hellcats of the Airwaves, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Listen, so many bad songs to get in today. I promise we're going to get Jethro is a Powerful Man on.
That's a good one.
Also, Gomer Says Hey, and speaking of Gomer...
You are the sunshine of my life.
Tight, bright,
out of sight. Jim Nabors.
That's why I'll always...
Thank goodness that pesky hepatitis was cured.
Now he can give us macadamia nuts.
You are the... He was married to Rock Hudson, you know.
Yeah.
Catcher, not pitcher. Pitcher, I hardly knew her. That's just something I read in the tabloids, that they were married.
Can you imagine the talent in that bedroom?
Now, I have your very special William Shatner twofer coming up here in a moment.
Yes.
While I prepare for that, one more quick request.
Okay, very good.
All right, from Sacramento, California. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Hi.
You know you get one of those songs stuck in your head?
Yes.
I had one stuck in my head for about 2 days.
Lay it on me.
Who that is, that baby, whatever it is.
Oh, ha ha.
Who that is, that's my baby daddy.
That's
funny.
Right.
And he had
that's
it stuck
funny.
In his head. And he had, try a little hydrocortisone to get that out.
That's so funny, I forgot to laugh.
That's my baby daddy.
Who that
that's
is?
That's my baby daddy.
Who that
that's
is?
That's my baby daddy.
I'm kidding,
that
of course.
Is my baby
that's
baby
awful.
Daddy.
Who that
that's
is?
Baby daddy, boy.
Who that
but tell me this.
Daddy.
I agree, it's bad, it's awful,
who that
but you can't forget it, can you?
It's stuck in my head, and I'm having nightmares about it.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you, my friend.
Baby.
Thank you. Bye, baby. Bye-bye. Now, as promised...
Oh, yeah, this is our favorite.
A Shatner twofer as we spotlight the worst music ever made on our Bad Song Show. I got them both right here.
And you know, it's really bad when a guy thinks he's good.
You're going to hear Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Right.
And we're going to back that up with Mr. Tambourine Man.
Oh. Now listen to Shatner when he thinks he's a cool guy.
Picture yourself
hey.
In a boat on a river with tangerine trees,
tangerine
and marmalade skies.
This is pure Shatner.
Somebody calls you. You answer quite slowly.
Who is it?
A girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Eyes.
Cellophane flowers.
Cellophane flowers.
Yellow and green.
And green.
Towering over your head.
Hey, great use of reverb in this song, too.
And the girl with a sun in her eyes. And she's gone.
Gone, 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 gone.
And he's doing that, you know, that Captain Kirk dancing now.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to make this a total Star Trek treat for you. As we deftly seg now from Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds to Mr. Spock.
From far beyond the galaxy,
I've journeyed
to this place to study the behavior patterns
highly illogical
of the human race.
This is a novelty song based on Spock.
I find them highly illogical.
Highly illogical.
This kind of music.
Girl meets boy. They fall in love. She says he's everything she's dreamed of.
Yeah, baby.
When they get married, before he's aware, she changes his habits, the way he combs his hair. She changes him to someone he's never been, and then complains he's not like other men. Now, really, I find this most illogical.
And now back to Shatner. Mr. Tambourine Man.
On rescue 911, you Klingon bastard. Lucy in the sky, the diamonds.
She's gone.
Lucy in the sky with diamonds.
For God's sakes, Jim, where are you? Sing the song. We're all waiting for you to sing the song, for God's sake.
William Shatner.
Hey.
Mr. Tambourine Man.
Worth it.
Mr. Tambourine Man.
Yeah.
Acting.
Yeah.
It's Shatner. Acting.
Sense the urgency.
Acting like a singer.
Boom, 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 boom.
And singing like an actor.
A lot of instrumentals surrounded him.
Actor? Hardly knew her. Same producer as Lucy in the Sky.
Give me those backup singers, for God's sake.
The Shatnerettes.
The toupees.
I'm not sleepy. And there is no place I'm going to.
Oh, God.
I'm going to.
You know, we've never gone this deep into it. I love it. I'm going to. Gotta emote on that one.
In the jingle, jangle morning.
Oh, man.
I'll come following you.
Yeah, Bill.
In the jingle, jangle.
Take me on a trip.
Take me on a trip.
On your magic swirling ship.
What was he thinking? What was he eating? What was he drinking? What was he smoking?
I can hear him having the conversation saying, I'm going to take the lyrics and make them better.
Yeah.
Too numb to step. Wait only for my boot heels to be wandering.
Wearing a big turtleneck. Love beads. Nehru jacket.
I was going to say, like a sport coat with wide lapels.
I'm TJ Hooker.
Ready to go anywhere.
Hooker? I hardly knew her.
I'm ready for to fade into my own parade.
God, Shatner, so
my own parade. Spell my way.
I'm so
I
full of myself.
To go under it.
All right, now, and to finish off our Star Trek tribute.
Wow. Yes.
Let's get one more from the master, from Spock. You might think it was good when he did the other tunes, but I like it when he covers the classics.
Sure.
CCR. Mr. Spock now.
Is he rolling on a river?
Yeah. Proud Mary. Watch out, John Fogerty.
I left a good job in the city.
Think they can slow that tempo down for him enough?
Working for the man.
Yeah.
Every night and day.
Man, they
the
love
man.
They love to sing.
And I never lost 1 minute of sleeping. Worrying about the way things.
All right, there you go. There's your Shatner.
Wow.
There's your Nimoy.
Ah, yes. What a fantastic set that was.
Proud Mary, keep on burning.
I got a new one
burning.
From that. I got a new one from that now for that. Mr. Tambourine Man. Mr. Tambourine Man.
On the river.
We'll be right back. Now, we have to break into the tunage for the news and comments with Guy Burbank.
Memphis.
So we'll do that, and then we'll come back and finish up the rest of the show with all the stuff we've promised, like Jethro is a powerful man. Yeah.
Mr. Disc Jockey.
And the Osmonds.
For God's sakes, Mr. Disc Jockey.
And our special tribute to Frank Gorshin.
Oh. And he's gone.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show on your sports leader, AM 1000.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, back to the Don and Mike Show on your sports leader, AM 1000.
What the hell do you think you're doing here? You're out of the business for good, forever.
Will you just listen a minute?
Shut up! You shut your mouth once and for all.
Perfect with a big hot bowl of cock soup. The Don and Mike Show.
I forgot.
A hammer in the morning.
I had one more lip, one more day morning.
In the evening, all over this land.
Yeah, this is my favorite.
Hammer at danger.
And there's the toe tapping touch tones. Burning out of your radio, making an ookie mess like you know who, and I won't even mention the fact that he's singing when I had a, if I had a hammer. And it's hammer time. All right, we'll take call 100 right now.
All right.
Clear out these lines. Call 100. Give you a chance to win something. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Mary Ann.
Yes, Mary Ann, we have to go to news and comment, but I see that you have been on hold for, the screen says, like 56 cotton-picking minutes.
Yeah. Wow.
So I wanted to make sure. Where are you calling from?
Portland, Maine.
Thank you for your time. What did you want to hear?
Well, what I really wanted to hear you don't have, and that's watching Scotty grow. Bobby Goldsboro.
And honey.
Anything by Bobby
Goldsboro.
I
miss you.
Pathetic.
And I'm doing well.
I don't think I have my Bobby Goldsboro record today.
All right, You're Having My Baby is pretty pathetic, too.
Paul Anka.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't have that, but I do. Hold on. I do have a version
about,
of that. Hold on. I got a version I can play for you, though.
Okay.
With me and Ann Ramsey.
Mm-hmm.
Who?
You know who Ann Ramsey is? You know Throw Mama from the Train?
She was Mama. She was Mama from Throw Mama from the Train.
Do you remember how hot she was?
Very hot.
Oh, God. All woman. Well, we'll go to news with that. Thank you for the call.
Okay.
And, yes, Ann. I've got some good news.
That's right. You planted
What's
your
the
seed.
Good news, honey?
Donald, Ann Ramsey's going to have your baby.
Oh, my God. You mean you're having my baby?
Yes, I am.
And what a lovely way of saying how much you love me.
Oh, I'm so happy.
You're having my baby. Ann Ramsey's having my baby. What a lovely way of saying what you're thinking of me.
Thank you, sweetie.
And I can see it. Your face is glowing.
Your face is gigantic.
Thank you.
I can see it in your eyes. I'm happy knowing.
Knowing what?
You're having my baby.
Yes, I am having a baby.
You're the woman I love and I love what it's doing to you.
You're doing nice things to me, baby.
Having my baby.
Oh, it's your baby. So good.
The need inside you.
Look at me.
I see it showing.
Here's my favorite part right here.
All the seed inside you, baby. Do you feel
the
it?
Seed.
Growing?
I do.
Are you happy knowing?
Oh, yes.
That you're having my baby.
I am. I'm a woman in love, and I love what it's doing to me.
You're having my baby.
That is from our archives.
Wow. Yeah, it's a beautiful moment on the show.
Planted by fertile seeds.
Seed.
And Ann Ramsey. You know, I never even knew that that was the line in the stupid song until we were in the studio and someone actually brought the words in.
I didn't make it. I almost didn't make it out of that studio after that line.
Your seed.
The seed.
Okay, it's 38 after the hour, and now here with news and comment is Guy Buzz Burbank. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Donna. Mike, I'm as eager to get back to the bad songs as you are, but I have a stack of incredible stuff here, starting with your friends at the Globe tabloid.
Oh, is this about the Magnificent Manhood?
Yes, it is.
Oh, about Frank Gifford?
That's true. The Globe says it has video of Frank with the flight attendant.
Whoa!
In the hotel room. And that they will publish still frames from this video in the edition of the Globe that comes out this weekend.
Oh, my God. Hey, Rob.
Oh,
Rob,
man.
You've got to get that news editor from the Globe. She's got to be on the show Monday.
She will be on either Monday or Tuesday. They've got their hands very full with this edition. I just got off the phone with her about a half hour ago.
Oh, my God, Buzz, that is a biggie.
Very eager to join us and talk about it.
Oh, wow. All right, thank you, Rob. Stay on that, please, RJ.
This flight attendant, Susan Johnson, may have been setting up Frank here.
That's what I said. I called that a long time ago.
Wowsy woozy.
But she's been having marital trouble lately, and there's there's a report in the New York Post this morning that her husband may have hired an investigator to follow this flight attendant, Susan Johnson, with a camera.
Oh, my gosh.
And apparently he did. And apparently we'll see the pictures this weekend.
Oh, now this is going to make tomorrow's viewing of the Regis and Kathy C. show even more interesting. Mike and I, of course, were talking about it before the show today, like we do every day.
Of course.
It's just like a couple little cat women just sitting there going, have you heard the latest gossip?
And I commented that I thought today she looked as hagged out as she did with the sweatshops. And there's a difference when Kathy sees hagged out from, like, being up too late and when she's nervous.
Under duress.
She obviously saw a copy of this morning's New York Post, which this was in.
Oh, this was in the New York Post, because that's the one.
That would explain Regis's great mood today.
And that's the one she reads. She reads that religiously.
So give me that again, Buzz, please.
Okay.
And read it very slowly, because I want to soak it all in.
Sure. The Globe says it has video of Frank Gifford with flight attendant Susan Johnson, and that it will print still frames of that video in the edition coming out this weekend.
Now, when they talk about the video, is this a hidden camera video, or is this like coming out of the hotel?
I get the impression that it's a hidden camera, but the story in the Post did not spell that out specifically.
Is it film of them in the room?
I got that impression, but the Post this morning didn't say.
Wowzy woozy.
You know, when we talked to the editor down there, she was very confident.
I mean, she was. Yeah.
She was like, yeah, don't worry. Yeah, I'm 100% confident.
Kathy Lee may still be in deep denial here. The most recent quote we have from her, she's basically blowing off the stories that have been published so far, saying, quote, next it'll be Regis and me having an alien baby. So she's,
you know what? And you know what? I'm getting that same feeling I did the other day.
Yeah.
I wish I could get rid of that feeling. I'm starting to feel sorry for Kathy C.
Oh, dear. Eddie Murphy.
You know, it's weird because I don't want to agree with you, but it is. I mean, she is the victim of this, obviously, her, you know, Frank. But imagine, Don, if I can put it in a little perspective for you.
Yeah.
Don, the pressure that that man's been under, the incredible pressure of satisfying Kathy Lee.
I know.
Of maintaining that lifestyle for Kathy Lee.
Who
of
can
the,
blame him?
The man behind the woman, the man who is a,
I know,
a broadcaster in his own right.
It's just, I feel bad for her, and I feel bad.
So do I.
For those kids.
Sure. Yeah, that sucks.
Oh, yeah.
That's on the front page of the newspaper.
Yep.
But it won't stop me from talking about it on this show. It won't stop me from playing the sound effect and getting the editor of the Globe on the show Monday.
Who would have thought that after this they were going to bring us more?
Well, when you talk to the editor of the Globe on Monday, you may also want to ask her about Eddie Murphy, because he's suing the Globe and the National Enquirer for $5 million each.
See, now there's a guy who's finally got his spin together. Somebody finally went to Eddie and said, listen, what are you doing saying that you pick up hookers? You know what you do? Sue them. That's what people will remember.
Sure.
They write something bad about you, sue them.
He says they both papers printed lies about his encounter with the transvestite hooker, and that's the basis of his lawsuit.
I read some of the quotes from the one that was picked up with Eddie, and you know, if that's the true quotations from her or him, I don't know.
I think Eddie could have saved $10 million if he would have known that the thing with the GIF is going to happen.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, by comparison, who cares?
This will really, the thing, you don't sue the Enquirer, you just let it go, because right now this is going to be everywhere.
If he hadn't filed these lawsuits, we would have forgotten about this by now.
Magnificent manhood on video. Oh, my God.
Not coming this weekend.
Oh, my God.
Tom Arnold says Roseanne is extremely angry about the plot line for his new television show. Of course, it's about him being married or ex-married to a woman who's a rich daytime talk show host, something Roseanne is aspiring to do now. Tom Arnold also showed off his new tattoo yesterday for press photographers. It's a tattoo on his chest of the Star of David with the Jewish sign of life inside. He says his parents were Jewish, but back in Iowa, nobody else was, so they played along.
Yeah, whatever, Tom.
Anything for the ratings, Tom.
Sure. Michael Jackson has disgusted quite a few people at the Cannes Film Festival this week. The people there got a look yesterday at his new 40-minute video called Ghosts.
Yes.
And in it, this story, Michael is chased by the mayor of Normaltown, And in the end, of course, it shows that he's loved by kids and eventually wins over the adults who come to see in Michael what the kids see in him.
Grow up.
The New York Post hired a psychiatrist to analyze this film.
Like you need a psychiatrist to analyze this?
The shrink said that Michael is saying that he's been falsely accused, and the shrink calls it a case of classic narcissistic defense on Michael's part.
Oogie.
Disney Corporation is denying that Demi Moore's G.I. Jane did poorly with test audiences, as Newsweek magazine reported earlier this week. However, Disney is delaying the release of that film until fall so they can figure out how to properly market the film.
I like the original title of the movie, Private Benjamin.
Well, you know, all of this talk is great, but would you please repeat that story again about the Globe?
The Globe says it has a video of Frank Gifford with flight attendant Susan Johnson, and that it will print still frames of that video in the edition of the Globe coming out this weekend.
And the video was where?
At the hotel. It was taken at the hotel. Now remember, and this is the setup part of it, those pictures, those color pictures that you saw in the Globe this past week.
Of him coming out of the hotel.
Of Frank coming out of the hotel, of the flight attendant coming out of the hotel separately, of course. And they also had pictures of the actual bottle of champagne and the actual rumpled bed.
Oh, my gosh. And you know, tomorrow on the show, as it turns out by coincidence, in our celebrity newsmaker hotline, we have penciled in Dan Dierdorf from Monday Night Football.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Who I'm sure will not want to answer one question about this, but we will ask nonetheless.
Of course, that's our duty as journalists.
G.I. Jane, by the way, has been retitled to In Pursuit of Honor.
Listen, as far as I'm concerned, you could just keep repeating that story over and over. Buzz, hold on a second.
Right.
I know that there's much more to news and comment, but I must digest that last bullet.
Sure. Wow.
And we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show on your sports leader, AM 1000.